Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph. We will start five lines from the bottom of Lamed Amid Beis, where there's a simen, Sanigroin, Bur, Gzelas, Mirma. From Tanu Rabbanan, we're going to have a long braisa that's going to bring 13 separate halachos that we're going to learn from the same posik, Midvar Sheker Tirchok. Everybody knows what the words Midvar Sheker Tirchok mean. But our Gemara goes one step further and tells us that every time a Bezin gets together to decide, you have to go almost lefnim mishuras hadin, that there should be no appearance of impropriety. And therefore, do the best you can that it should come out emes lamita shel Torah. The simon that we have here is four separate memories. When we get to the top of the Amud Aleph, you'll see in the parentheses there are going to be nine more. So 13 altogether. It's Tanur Rabbanan. Minayin l'dayin shlo yaseh sanigroin l'dvarav. You all know what the word sanegr means. The famous Chazal, ein kateger naseh sanegr. So sanegr means to defend. What happens if a dayin is ready to issue a psak? But Rashi says, liboy noikvoy. He has heart palpitations. I'm not sure if sheyo, if shenisht. But nevertheless, he's come up with his decision. And because of all of his doubts, he tries to bring further support from here, from there, from everywhere. But deep in his heart, he knows that this may not be the right psak. So Rashi says, instead of trying to support a psak that libay noikvoy, he should rather start from ground one. In other words, from the beginning, go through all the evidence again, all the testimony, all of the arguments back and forth, and then issue a new psak, as opposed to trying to defend the psak, which he himself feels is somewhat rocky. How do I know? Tam aloyimash, it says in the pasuk, midvar sheker tirchak. Next, uminay ledayin shleyeshiv talmud bor lefanav. As we've had in many gemaras, when the dayonim used to go and sit in judgment, they would have typically talmidim there. Even today, you have the gemara says, godol shimusha yoisim limuda, that future dayanim can learn much more just sitting in Din Torah and seeing the dayanim working in action, even more than looking in and learning the Arba Chelke Shulchan Aruch. So what happens if a dayan has a Talmud Bor? Bor means an Amuret that's sitting in front of him. And whilst the proceedings are ongoing, the Talmud Bor is feeding the dayan all different types of arguments, and the Rebbe, the Dayan, realizes immediately that this is all a bunch of nonsense because this Talmud is a boor. What he should do is he should send them away. What's the reason why he should send them away? He says Rashi, because if he's going to keep on piling up arguments which are wrong, then he's going to be matter. He might cause the Dayan to make a mistake. And so therefore, a Dayan should not have a Talmud boor the fun of. Talmud loy midvar sheker tirchok. We're afraid that the psak will come out erroneously. Next, minayin l'dayin sheyedeh l'chaveiro shehu gazlan, v'chein eid sheyedeh l'chaveiro shehu gazlan. Minayin shlo yitzaref imoy. You have a dayan who is a real professional, he knows all the halacha, and he's been a dayan for many years, but one of the other dayanim is a gazlan. Even though the dayan may feel comfortable, I don't have to worry, I know much more than him, and he will bend to my psak halacha. Nevertheless, he shouldn't have a gazlan next to him. Of course, gazlanim are possible to be dayanim. Same thing when it comes to an aide. The aide is very confident. He was there. He knows that his evidence is absolute truth and nothing but the truth. So he doesn't really have to worry about that, the fact that the other aide is a gazlan. Nevertheless, don't do it. Don't have either the other dayan or an aide being a gazlan. Tamaloyma, how do I know? It says, Neposik midvar sheker tirchok. Stay away.
So doesn't that stop the aide from giving testimony? Isn't that the Omer Mitzvah?
I'm sorry, I'm not following what you're saying. What's your question?
Two aidim come to give evidence. One is a gazlan, one is a kasher.
Mm-hmm.
And the kasher refrains from giving aidis because of the gazlan, who also wants to testify.
Mm-hmm.
The kasher is being over on Agadas aidis. It's a mitzvah.
I hear you loud and clear. The kosher aide will tell the Bezdin I can't testify today. I'm going to come back next week. He'll do it. He'll postpone his own edus. Number one. And number two, b'derech klal, unless you're talking about halva, ein ed echad is gunish. Ein ed echad afil le'yoshes ed echad ish le'chol ovna chol chatos. One ed is nothing. You have to be a pishnayim edim. So the fact that you have one ed, unless you're talking about, again, a case of a halvur, then he can be mechayiv haidur b'miktas, mechayiv b'shviyah. So, but otherwise, a ed echad is gunished. So says Agamura, rather he should go and refrain from testifying, rather than testifying together with a gazlan, because of the haluch of midvash ha-ketichok. And minay ledayin shiyodea bedin shehuma ruma, shlo yoy mahoiva edim ha-edin, achat chenu v'yehi koiler, toloi b'tzavar ho-edim. In other words, the edim have testified, and they've testified perfectly. They've answered all of the rishis v'chakirois perfectly. However, one or more of the dayanim realize that nevertheless it doesn't pass the smell test. To go and say about Reuven that he didn't pay his debts, Reuven happens to be the most honest person in town, so even though these two edim, Yankel and Beryl, say about Reuven that he took money, he didn't return it, it cannot be. So the dayan realizes that this is all contrived and that these edim are edim shakronim. What the dayan could do theoretically say, I'm just going to follow the rules of jurisprudence. And the rules are, as long as two edim say testimony, and as long we're able to go and they're able to answer all of the questions perfectly, so I'm stuck with the rules of Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to go and paskin like these two edim said. It turns out that it doesn't pass the smell test. It's not my problem. That'll be the problem of these two edim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already find a way to punish them appropriately. Says Yimara, don't do that. Because what's going to happen is that the psakdin is not going to come out correctly. Tamaloy midvar sheket tirchak. So you have these four. If you go back to the original simon, you'll see the sanigroin, the boor, the gzeilas, meaning gzeila, and mirma, that's the maruma, that's the simon for these four. Now we're going to continue on with yet another nine. We're still in the middle of the brisa, so whoever you learned with yesterday, you should have told them we're in the middle of a brisa. How can we stop in the middle of a brisa? So we got nine more. What's the nine more? Simon, Telosa, Talmud. The first three that we're going to learn now are all going to start off with Minai and the Talmud. Then Utlas, Bali, Choyv. Then we're going to have three that all start off with the Bal Choyv. So that's six. And the final three will be Smartut, Shenea, Umatim. That'll be the final three. It'll be nine altogether. Nine together with the four is 13 separate memories, all based on Midvar Sheketuchak. So let's go to the next one. This is the first of the three Talmuds. Minay the Talmud Shiyosha Lefnei Rabbi Veroyez Chus Lioni V'choiv Liosha Minayin Shlo Yishtoik. You have two parties. One of them happens to be an Oni, the other one happens to be an Osha. The Talmud is watching as everything is going on, and he finds, he, the Talmud, is writing down on his in his notebook, I think that the Oni is right, because I remember Achivich Sam Soifen, Achivich Rabbi Kiva Eger, so I'm sure the Oni is right, and I think that the Osher is wrong. However, the Talmud may not wish to go and share that with the Rebbe, and the reason is because he may be afraid of the consequences. Minayin shlo yishtoik. What are the consequences? The Oni can't really do anything to him because the Oni is unfortunately a poor guy. He sits in back at a bus. He doesn't have any grace of day. But the Oisher is a big macher in town. He might be the Rosh Hakul or something. And he doesn't want that the Oisher should be angry at him, the Talmud, for finding arguments against him. So, minayin the Talmud she'oshel v'nei rabbi, he's sitting there at the Din Torah, and he sees schusim for the Oni, and he sees bad arguments and bad testimony or bad psak halacha, which is bad for the Osher. So I might think, well, I'm not the Dayan, I'm just the Talmud. If I'm Talmud, I can be quiet. I don't want the Osher to be angry at me for the rest of his life. Minayin shlo yishtoi, tamaloi midvar sheket tirchak. You have to go and share the truth, even though it may have negative consequences vis-a-vis the Osher. Second Talmud, minayin l'talmud sh'royes rabbi sh'toyu b'din sh'lo yoymer amtin loy ad sh'yigmerenu v'esterenu v'evnenu mishali k'dei sh'yikore hadin al shani. You shouldn't have a situation where a Talmud realizes or feels that the Rebbe is being toya. He must have missed a sif cotton in Shulchan Aruch, and therefore he figures, let's wait until the end. My rabbi will have already issued the psak halacha, and then I'm going to come by and I'm going to tell him, Rebbe, I think you made a mistake. You forgot a shach. You missed a taz, etc., etc. And as soon as the Rebbe will see it, he says, you know, Talmud, you're 100% right. Says Agmar, don't wait until the end after he's already issued his psak. Go and tell him already now, at the inception, or whenever you discover that he's making a mistake. The main reason, although the Gemara says, Kadei Shehei Hadin Al Shami, sounds like because the Talmud wants to have a name for himself, that he was the one that was able to come up with the truth. Nevertheless, the Marsha and other Mefarshim say that the either an additional reason or the main reason is because we don't want to embarrass his Rebbe. After all, if it's the middle of the proceedings, then arguments and testimony and different psakim are flying back and forth, then he can, in the middle of it all, say, and don't forget this taz, don't forget this shach, don't forget this tshuva, etc., etc. And therefore, it won't be an embarrassment if the rabbi listens to him and says, hey, you know, you're right. I forgot that shach, I forgot that taz. However, it's going to be all the way after the gemar psak halacha, then it's going to be embarrassing for the tayin. Therefore, don't do it. So Tamar Tamaloy Midvar Sheketirchak. Dvar Sheketirchak is not directly related to the covet of the Dayanim, but it means that if you're going to wait until the Dayan will first issue his faulty psak, and then you're going to come back and say, I think you're wrong based on this and based on that, at least temporarily, the Sheker will have won out, because that's the wrong psak. And as well, maybe the Dayan will ignore the Talmud and say, Talmud, Drei Minishka Kop, we already issued the psak, we're going on to the next in Torah. So you could Chas V'Shalom come up with a Sheker. The third involving Talmud. Minayin the Talmud Shomalei Rabbi, Yedea Atabi She'im Noisan Li Me'a Mona Eini Mevada. Mona Yesh Li Yetzel Ploini Vein Li Olav Ela Eid Echad. Minayin Shli Yitztarath Imoi. You have a Rebbe and a Talmud. The Rebbe says to the Talmud, you've known me now for the last 20 years. You know very, very well that even if they gave me Me'a Mona, for instance, as Shoicher, as a bribe, Eini Mevada, I would never go away from the absolute honesty and the absolute truth. You know that I am as honest as can be. Says Rashi, Eini Mevada, Eini Meshaker. I would never say a lie, never say a sheker. Nothing to worry about. I got a big, big problem. What's my problem? Yankel owes me a mana, and he refuses to pay. I have 1/8, but 1/8 is not going to do it. Maximum, we can be mechayiv him half a mana, and then we'll have the moedim mixes. But he's a koifer bakoil. Since he's a koifer bakoil, even with 1/8, we're going to be stuck. The whole din of your chayiv shvuas hesis is only drabanim. That may not have been the halacha at that time. But regardless, the point of all of this is, I know for a fact that he owes me a mana, and you know that I am trustworthy, and you know I have 1/8. I'd like you to please join that 1/8. And then with that, I will be able to win the case. So could you do that? I mean, now the Talmud Shomalei Rabbi, the Rabbi tells him, you know me, you have to be. Even if they gave me a huge amount, me a mana, tremendous amount. Any mevada, I would never say a lie. So I want to tell you, money yeshli it's employed, the yankel owes me a mana. Me'inli olav ala eidach, and I only have 1/8. Me'inayin shli yistarif imoy. How do I know that this Talmud should not stand together with the other aid in Bezdin? Tamaloymer, midvar sheker tirchak. Even though the dayan may be 100% correct that the other person owes him the mana, nevertheless, it smells of fraud when you have a second aid who really doesn't know anything about the din Torah, about this mana. Frey to Gemara, I don't understand why you're learning it from midvar sheker tirchak. Hai midvar sheker tirchak nafka. Havadi shikuri kamishaker. This is not just go and avoid the appearance of impropriety of sheker. We're talking about v'rachmana amali san b'reacha eid sheker. There's a much, much worse problem. He's going to be over this is in the Torah if he's going to go and chas v'sholem say a dvar dover sheker. He's going to be violating one of the aseres adibris. After leitirtzach, leitinaf, leitignoiv, leisana b'reacha eid sheker. No. How can he go and say such a sheker? Much worse than Dvar Sheker Tirchak. Says the Gemara, you're right. That's if the Rebbe is expecting this Talmud to go and be meyed. But he's not. Okay, going to Omele, Vade Chad Sahad Isli. I have one strong aid, nothing to worry about. Vito Ata, and I want you to go, and Kum Hasam. You stand next to him. V'loi Teimu V'emidi. You don't have to open your mouth. Why? Tolei Mafkis Mi Pomech Shikra. In such a case, you won't have to say, a sheker. No, how is it going to help his standing there? After all, every time you have two Edom, the Bezin has to be Choyke V'doyrish, both Edom, to make sure that they are consistent and they are not contradicting each other. But Rashi says that when the other person, that is the loive that owes the mona, when he's going to go and see that these two people are standing here, and especially after he hears the edus of the first one, he's going to say, okay, Rabbi Sa, let's not waste time, let's not waste legal fees for my lawyers and my tianim. I agree, here's the mona, let's go home. See the Rashi in the second line, kum hasam, v'shehi sover baldin, sha'at bo lohoyed, v'yoy v'emes. As soon as he sees not only the one aid who is testifying, but the other person, you, the Talmud, standing next to him, and the Talmud was probably a distinguished person. So then, chil ura oda yoy chayzun, the loiva immediately is going to say, I'm going to lose this case bad, I might as well pay right now, or maybe do a settlement, etc. So, sotimora, afalohochi also, nevertheless, even though the second aid will not have to be moitzi dvar sheker mi piv, he won't be oivan loisana, he's just going to stand there. Nevertheless, don't do mishum shenemar midvar sheker tirchak. So with this, we have finished the three Talmuds in the parentheses of the siman at the top, Klosa Talmud. Now we're going to begin on Klas Bali Choyf. Minayin lenoishu b'chaveiroi monash lo yoymer etanenu b'masayim kidei shi yoydeli b'mona. The Malva says that the loiva owes him a mona. And how am I going to go and get a mona? As you know, if you go in Besdin, and the other person is going to go and be moedim and mikzas, I'm only going to go and get 50%. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and say, you owe me 200. And the other person will say, 200? Are you nuts? I'll agree to you on the 100, but I don't owe you on the 200. So now, number one, the malva will get his 100 without too much difficulty, but he's going to have another benefit as well. What's the other benefit? Since it's a moedim and mikzas, the other person will be chuyav shvuah. Now, what is he going to make a shvua on? After all, he already paid. He's paying the 100, so that's not a problem. But the malv is thinking to himself, he has other complaints, other claims, other loans vis-a-vis this loive, where the loive has been a koifer bakoil. In other words, this malv has been the loive's favorite lender for the last year, and he's already made 3 or 4 or 5 different loans. But now we're in Bezdin only with this, on this loan in particular, and on this one he figures, I'll be able to now chaparain the other loans through a Gilgul Shvua. As you know, we have the concept of Gilgul Shvua, that once you're mechayiv a person to make a Shvua in Bezin, then we learn it from Soita, right Barry? We learn from Soita that you can go and be mechayiv other Shvuas as well. So Zokti Yimara, minayin le'meshu b'chaveri mana. He really owes a money. I'm going to go and be toyin. I'm going to demand 200. I'm not going to take more than 100. I'm not entitled to more than 100, but I'm going to be toyin 200. See, he's hopefully going to go and be a moedim mixes. Yes, I owe you a mana. And now he has to go and make a shvua on the other mana, which of course is a non-existent mana. Other shvuas as well. In other words, other subject matters, which are not the subject of this litigation, of this din Torah. How do you know you're not allowed to do that? Talmud lomed dvar sheker tichak. Next, noishu b'chaveri. Minan noishu b'chaveri mona, v'toa noi mosai, shlo yoymer ech berenu bebezin, v'oi deloi chutz lebezin, kidei shlo yeschayiv loy shvua, v'lo yegalgol lai shvua mimokim acher. Now we're talking from the loivis perspective. From the loivis perspective, he knows that he owes 100. And the Malve is asking for 200. He knows that if he goes into Bezin, he's going to be moide, that he owes 100, he's going to be megagel olav shvua mimokam acher. So you know what I'm going to do? Says the loiva, in Bezin I'm going to be koifer bakoil. Since I'm koifer bakoil, I'm not going to be mechuyev anything. Zero. Koifer bakoil. Except, of course, later on, midrabanan, they made a takana, even a shvua sesis. But apparently this precedes or predates that. Anyway, so what happens over here? He's going to go and make, he's going to, in Bezin, he'll be koifer bakoil, and they'll say, okay, case dismissed. But I'm going to go be moid outside of the Bezin that I owe him the money. What's the purpose of that? The only time there's a Gilgal Shvuah requirement, if it's a Shvuah Bebezin, that the Bezin is Machayev him to make a Shvuah. The Bezin not being Machayev him because he's Koifer Bakoil. And therefore, I'll be moide outside the walls of Bezin. I'm going to pay him the mana, and I'm going to say, here, you got your money. And the whole purpose of that is so that I should be free from having to make Gilgal Shvuahs. Tamaloyim and Midbar Sheketuch. And now we have the third of the Bali Choy, the Noisha Bechaber, Minayli Lishloisha. Shenoishin mana biachad shloye echad baldinu shnayim edim kadesh shiyotziu mana biachleikum. When happens, you have three people. All the three people together are owed 100 a mana ba yankel, and none of them have any edim. So they figure, but we know for a fact that we're owed the 100. These might even be three shutvim. Doesn't go into all the details, but the point is that all three of them are owed 33 and a third each. For instance. And so what they say is, I have a great idea. Instead of all three of us being Bali Dinim, if we're going to be the Bali Din, none of us will be able to testify because we'll be Noigeya the Edus. Ah, I have a good idea. Of the three, have one of them be a Bali Din, and he's going to demand payment of 100. The other two of us, we're going to be the Edim, and we're going to say, Avada, he owes 100, Avada, Avada, Avada. What's going to happen? Since there'll be two Edim, the Bezer is going to decide that our Pishnaim Edim Yakum Davar, and we're going to go and give the 100 to the Baal Din. And after that, when we go home, we'll split it three ways. So it's all fair and square. It's not really kosher edus, but we're owed the money. You're not allowed to do it nevertheless. So with these three, we've now covered the three Bali Choyv, and now we're up to the Smartu Shemeya Umatim, Shazimar. Minayim Lishnaim Shebo Ledin. Two people came to Din Torah. Echad lovish smartutin, somebody wearing in English shmatis. The echad lovish itzlis basmei amana. The other one's wearing a beautiful fine silk garment or a fine wool garment, which is worth a mei amana. He looks very, very distinguished. He looks aristocratic. He looks like he's from nobility. She uimrim loy. We go and tell now the lovish itzlis evil avoish kamoisai. Either please change into shmatis, I don't have to be mamish shmatis, but go and put in, go and wear normal, regular clothing, and not this very distinguished clothing of the nobility. Or go and take out money and buy for him an itztalis and give this Ani the Evian that's wearing the smartutim, give him this type of beggar that he should look very, very distinguished. What's the reason for all of this? So we already talked about this in the Gemara yesterday at some great length, that if one person looks like he's going to be favored over the other, then that second person is going to feel that he has no chance to win the case. Remember, the Gemara gave a couple of examples. If you, the Dayanim, allow for one of the Bali Dinim to sit down, and they said, but you, Am Uritz, you got to go and stand, he's going to be Nistatmu Tanoisov. He's going to feel that the Bezin is favoring the other side. I have no chance in a million to win the case, and therefore he's going to be intimidated. Same thing we said, if you tell one Ben Baldin, oh, you can go and give all your arguments, you have up to 6 hours to present your arguments. Then when he's finished, at the end of the sixth hour, then the other person gets up and we tell him, sorry, it's already late, we have to daven mincha, you have to finish your arguments in 10 minutes. So he's going to be totally intimidated. How come he gave him all that time and me nothing? So you have a similar situation over here, where you have, if one person is going to be dressed like a nobleman, the other one's dressed like a poor, poverty-stricken fellow, what's the likelihood that the Bezin is going to go and come on the side of the smartutin fellow? Presumably, they're going to want to be moitzi chein, be'enei, this distinguished individual who is wearing this very expensive-looking clothing. So how do you know? You have to even out the sides that both should wear smartutin and both should wear itzlis. Tamaloi medvar sheketichak. In fact, the Gemara tells us a real live psak halacha, ki avi osu l'kami de rova, bar avuna, when you had any type of litigants of Balidinim coming in front of Rava, not the famous Rava, because Barry will tell us that would be Rava ben Rav Yosef ben Chama. This is Rava bar Avunas, another Rava. So Amalahu, he would go and tell the Balidinim, Shloifu Puzmukaichu vechoisu ledina. Puzmukaichu means footwear, which means either shoes or socks or canvas shoes or whatever that they wore on their feet. And apparently, as you know, in the good old days, they didn't have paved roads like we have today. So some people, Nebuch, would come in with their shoes full of mud and they looked terrible. And some of them would have these nice, beautiful, polished boots so that they weren't affected by the mud. So when people would come in, you could tell by their footwear as to whether these are Psachosheva people or these are Nebuch, Umalat, poor fellows. So just like we said, even out the two sides, with the Smartutin and the Itztalis, here too, Rav would say, please, you should all remove your footwear so you should all look the same in terms of your foot dress. What happens if two Balidinim come, and one comes early and the other comes late, and the person who's early says, you know, since I'm here already, you know, if you don't mind, let me share with you some of the details. So we don't waste time, we can already go through the Din Torah, and by the time the other Baal Din comes, you'll already know the story, and it'll go much, much quicker. Don't do that. Why shouldn't you do that? Rashi says, because not only is he going to, the second Baal Din, when he comes in, he'll be again intimidated. Uh-oh, the first Baal Din already presented his case. But Rashi said it's even more than that, because when you present your arguments, presumably the each one of the two parties is a little bit nervous about saying lies. And why? Because the other one will contradict him and say, it's not true, you know that it's a lie. That's only if both Balidinim are there. If only one Balidin is there, he may go and pack out as many lies as possible, figuring nobody's going to contradict him. And then in the ears of the Dayanim, they'll think, oh, that's not true. I mean, nobody's saying otherwise. So therefore, wait until the other Baal Din comes. Don't listen to the first Baal Din until the second Baal Din arrives. How do you know? Now, Minayla Baal Din. Now, this next Minayla Baal Din is the same thing as what we just said, but until now we were talking from the Dayan's perspective, and now we're talking from the Baal Din's perspective. Minayla Baal Din shlo yatim dvarav l'dayan kodim shiyovu Baal Din chavera. That the Baal Din should not give a taste of his arguments to the Dayan before the other Baal Din arrives. Again, for the same concern, the taste might be full of poisonous arguments which are all a bunch of lies, but the other Baal Din is not there to contradict him. Says the Gemara, Rav Kahana Masni, Rav Kahana says, how do I know both of these halachas, both from the standpoint of the Dayan and from the standpoint of the Baal Din? It says in the pasuk, "Mili loisisa, bishtet loisisa, and ois gimel loisisa shema shav al toshes yorcha im rasha liois eight chamas." So loisisa shema shav means that you, the Dayan, should not be carrying with you shema shav these faulty and these lying or fabrications of Shmuas that you're listening to. So in other words, don't listen to shav to the nonsense or perhaps possibly the shkorim of the Baal Din. So that's loisisa, and that's referring to the Dayan. But we could also read the pasuk and say loisisa, loisasi. Loisasi means the Baal Din should not burden the Dayan by giving him these potential shkarim. Even if at the end he doesn't say any sheker at all. But since the posture of the case at the moment, since the other Baal Din is not around, lends itself to the first Baal Din embellishing the story and adding some lies and fabrications, don't do it. So therefore, these two, both in the Dayan's respect and the Baal Din's respect, midvar sheket tirchak. And says the Gemara, finally, vashaloi toiv osa b'toich amav. What is this referring to? Li osa toiv. It's similar to midvar sheket tirchak, but not exactly the same. Rav Omer zeh habo b'harshoa. This is someone that comes into court and says the Baal Din couldn't make it, and I'm representing him. What's wrong with Bo Barsha? Says Rashi, two problems. Problem number one is that if he's going to go and represent one of the Balidinim, and the Baal Din is not there, he will not be willing to make a pshara, because he'll say, I don't have an authority to go and settle. I have to go and present the case on behalf of Yankel, and Yankel didn't go and authorize me to settle even one penny. That's going to make for a very difficult situation, because many dinitoyer, if not most, the dayanim try to incentivize everybody and urge everybody, let's try to settle so that you may not get the full amount that you're looking for, but you won't have a total loss either. Try to settle it. But you can't settle. I don't have permission to do that. So that's one problem. Problem number two, says Rashi, is that very often the original Baal Din happens to be a nice guy, and it's easy to work with him. This person who's Bo Bar Shah is going to be a real toughie, and he might intimidate the other Baal Din, as well as intimidate the Dayanim and the Eidim, because his whole demeanor is a very tough one. So therefore, even though literally in the Torah there's nothing wrong with it, Shliach Shel Adam Kemoisai, but it's Loi Toiv Asa B'Teichamav, the Gemara says it's not the kosher thing to do. Ushmul Omer Zelikiach Soda Shiesh Olea Asikin. Asikin means you have, Yankel owns a piece of property, and you have two people that are challenging his ownership, and they're saying, no, that it doesn't belong to him, it belongs to us, or it belongs to somebody else, and they're causing a lot of tzuris for Yankel. So what does Yankel do? He goes and sells it now to Beryl, and says, Beryl, this is going to be now your headache, and it's not going to be my headache. The problem is that it could very well be that the odorin, these asikin, maybe they're in the right, and therefore their challenge was the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and they wanted to get their property back. By now, Yankel selling it to Beryl, Beryl might be this type of ruffian, tough guy that we spoke about, and the asikin will not be able to win the case just because of that other person's demeanor and conduct and character. So, in both of these cases, loy toiv asum teichamav, and with this rabbeisai, we have now concluded the 13, the last three with the smartut, and the shemeya umatim. Shemeya umatim were the two sides of a coin, that the dayan should not listen to the baal din before the other baal din comes, and the baal din should not be matim before the other baal din comes. So we concluded all 13 of the midvar sheket tirchak, and we move on. So to Murvaita. It says in the Mishnah that the din of Shuas Eidus only applies to Anoshim v'lay Noshim, Rechoykin v'lay Kroivim, Ksheirim v'lay Psulim. What's the reason why? Because the whole inyan of Eidus has to be that he's a qualified witness. And therefore, if he's an Isha, the person is an Isha, the person is a Kohen, the person is an Apostle, then they're Apostle. So then the whole Shuas Eidus doesn't apply to them. They're going to go and swear, I don't know any Eidus for you. Mister, even if you knew Eidus, you would be disqualified. So that's all very straightforward. The problem is that the Mishnah continues, Ve'en leheges elibar uyin lehoyed. The whole parish of Shavuos Eidus only applies to someone who is suitable, someone who is qualified to be made. My friend, we've already gone through lechoyed all the categories. Noshim are disqualified, Kroivim, Psulim are disqualified. Everybody else in Klal Yisrael lechoyed is qualified. So what is this additional Einan Heges Ruin Lahayid? Every the Gemara, two possible answers. Lafuke Mai, Omer Apap, Lafuke Melech. What's up is Melech? Because in the Mishnah in Mesechtes Sanhedrin, it says that Melech Loi Meid V'Loi Meidin Oisai. Since he has that great exalted status of being the king, he cannot be involved in court cases. It's a pasnish. After all, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech Shetei Mosei Alecha. So you cannot go and say Eidus against him, and he cannot say Eidus against others. It's beneath his dignity and the dignity of Klai Yisrael. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah is excluding. If the Melech makes a shvur that I don't know Eidus, that shvur that he's making is not effective because he's not royal hoyed anyway. To go and exclude Mesachim Bekuvia. Now, even though the Mishnah already said, according to this man, the Yom, the Psulim, they're referring to Psulim D'Oraisa. For instance, that the person who's making the Shvua is a Gazlan, a Ganef, a Ritzeach, all nice things, which therefore disqualify him as an aid anyway. So that Shvua Sa'edis is not effective because anyway he's disqualified. What about, however, those who are Koshim and Atoyer, but they're Apostle Midrabanan, like the Mesachim Bekuvia, the gambler, and others like him? Oh, that's what our Mishnah comes to tell you, that on him too, this whole din does not apply. as the Gemara will say momentarily, I might have thought that he could make a shvur to Eidus, and it would be an effective shvur. Why? Because even though Midrabanan is disqualified, but Minat Torah he's qualified. So therefore, his shvur is an effective shvur, and if he violates the shvur, he'll have to bring the carbon oil of the yardit. So that's the chidush. Don't you want Mandi Mazafi Kuvia, Koshkein Melech, Mata Mazafi Kuvia, who is disqualified only Dirabanan? Nevertheless, we say that the carbon, the shvur that he made is not an effective shvur. Why? Because the Rabbanan said you're not a kosher witness. Koshkein Melech. Because Melech is min hatoyer. What's the min hatoyer? Like we said before, same tosam alecha Melech shetei emasei alecha, and therefore you're not allowed to have him go and testify in court. He is a qualified witness min hatoyer, even though he's not qualified midrabanan rabbanu debaslu. So I might think, therefore, that the shvur that he makes is a binding, effective shvur. And now when he violates it by going and by making a shvur la sheker and saying that I don't know testimony when he really does know testimony, I would think, okay, even though midrabanan we're not going to let him testify anyway. But minatoyre, it's a good shvur because minatoyre, he's a good eid. K'mashalon zok the Mishnah, know that the din of shvur sa eidus does not apply to him because bottom line, we're not going to allow him to go and say eidus in court anyway.
If a woman, excuse me, if a woman knows Eidus for the case of Akuna, where the Rabbanan admit her Eidus, and she refuses, and she denies it.
Yes, Lechoyer, you're right. And then we're talking about a normal case. We're not talking about Iguna cases. Okay. Also, that's not that you're not addressing our Gemara, now you're addressing the first Mishnah. This is, I'm sure, something that you could have, would have, should have brought up with your Magid Shir of yesterday, because that's the beginning of the Mishnah, and the Hegel Ba Noshim, Le Menoshim. You should immediately start screaming, what about Igun? Okay? Aunt Agwa.
That's only as Rabbanan
people. Okay.
But if a woman knows, so since it's all with Rabbanan, and it was actually Makuvia, it's possible with Rabbanan, we say he's not higher than Korban all of the year, right? He denies anyway because he's possible with Rabbanan. A woman who is admitted into Aegis with Rabbanan, shouldn't she be, as it were, higher than Korban all of the
year? It could be, yes. It could be, yes.
With Rabbanan. Look, Hefker Bezen Hefker. Anything involving money is Mizrabanan. It's Hefker Bezen Hefker. And anything involving money involving equivalents is Mizrabanan. So,
Rabbi say this is fascinating, but it doesn't address our Gemara at this time. And we continue on. Bifnei Bezen, Mishloi Bifnei Bezen. Now, case two. The next Gemara is very, very simple, but you have to concentrate, because we're going to be going back and forth from Mujma Pi Atzmoy Umi Pi Achen. If you go back to the Mishnah just for a short moment, again to Lamed Omed Aleph, starting on the fourth line, it says in the Mishnah that Shavuos Eidus applies. Bifnei Bezen, Bishaloi Bifnei Bezen, Mi Pi Atzmoy. What means Mi Pi Atzmoy? Person comes into Bezen, he's been summoned to Bezen to go and say Eidus, he comes in front of the Bezen, he says, Rabbi Yisai, before you say a word, I want you to know that I do not know any Eidus, and so therefore this summons is ridiculous. I'm going home. And then the Bezin says, tell us, are you really convinced that you know Eidus? Not only convinced, I'm making a shvur right now on the spot. I make a shvur that I don't know any Eidus for this individual. Say if he makes that shvur, bifnei Bezin. Say he makes this shvur, shaloi bifnei Bezin. If subsequently he's moide misvadik, comes the aseres yemei tshiva, and he says, I better go and change my ways, he's moide misvadik, then in fact he's told a sheker, and that in truth he didn't know Eidus, so he has violated the parsha of Shavuos Eidus. What's the din? He has to go and bring a carbon oil of the earth. So this, azei zokra meir, if it's mipi atzmoi, ben bifnei bezim, v'shloi bifnei bezim. What about Mipi Acherim? Mipi Acherim means he didn't make the shvur himself, but rather the litigant, the party that wanted him to go and say Eidus, said to him, Yankel, you know the Eidus. I don't know the Eidus. Yes, you do. I don't. Mashbi'ani Alecha, I am now making a shvur upon you, that you go and make a shvur that you don't know Eidus. Now, if he were to go and immediately answer the word Amen, I don't know Edith, Rashi already said back on Daf Chavtes, and the Gemara said that that would be the equivalent of Bifnei Atzmai. So like a Shemeya Ka'ina type of thing. However, we're not talking about that he said Amen, but rather the other person said, Mejviani Alecha, I make you make a Shvua that you don't know Edith, and the person repeats and says, I don't know Edith. He didn't use the word Shvua, but he said, I don't know Edith. What, that's called Mipiachet. And in such a case as a mayor, Ein Chayobin Achir Ben Bezdin has to be inside the Bezdin, not outside. So Bifnei Atzmi, Pi Atzmoi is both in Bezdin and outside of Bezdin. The Piachetim is only in Bezdin. That's Rameir. The Chomim Oymrim, the Chom agreed to Rameir by Mipi Acherim. The Pi Acherim has to be Davka Bifnei Bezdin. They argued on the Pi Atzmoi. So, we have a unity. It's unanimous. Rameh and Chama both agree by Mipi Acherim. It's got to be Davka in Bezin. What about Mipi Atzmai? Rameh says, Bifnei Bezin, Bishloi Bifnei Bezin. And the Chama say, only Bifnei Bezin. What is the basis of the Machlokes? Zok the Gemara. With my kamiflagi, Amru Rabbanan coming there. Papa b'doy mino umino b'doy mino v'uki b'asrei kamiflagi. Rameya said b'doy mino umino mipi kardoin, and the Chum are going to go and say b'doy mino v'uki b'asra. So now, before we continue on, we have to have a basic idea what means doy mino umino, and what does it mean that we're going to learn it from pikardoin. So now, if you happen to have with you a chumish vayikra, and even if you don't, you don't need to have one, but it's in Perek Hay of the first parsha in Vayikra. It says in the Pasuk, it's Hey Aleph. V'nefesh ki sechta, a person sins. What was his sin? V'shama koil ola, v'u'eid oy ro'a oy yoda, im lo yagid v'nosa avoynai. So the way Rashi and the Mefarshim explain, V'shama koil ola. What means he heard a koil ola? Koil ola means he heard a shvua. Who did he hear a shvua from? One of the parties wanted him to make a shvua that he doesn't know edus. V'shama koil ola. He heard from another party. V'u eid oira oyoda. He knew edus. However, im lo yagid, he says, no, I don't know edus. So he made a false shvua because someone was mashbia him. He was mashbia. Mujba mepi acherim v'shama koil Allah, and he said im lo yagid. No, I don't know. Now, where did he say im lo yagid? So, Rashi, only in a makom of Haggadah. If you're outside of Bezdin, you can talk and talk and talk and shmooze and shmooze and shmooze, but it has absolutely no legal relevance. When is it relevant? Im lo yagid in a makom where you should be magid edus. Where is that? In a Bezdin. Oh. So therefore, the case of Shavuos Ha'edus, in the Pasuk, it only talks about Mipi Acherim, V'shama Koil Ola, somebody's being Mashbiyah him, and it's talking about in Bezdin. And that's why everyone agrees, both Rameir and the Rabbanan, that if it's Mipi Acherim, it's got to be Dafka in Bezdin. Outside of Bezdin, no din of Shavuos Ha'edus. But how do I know now the case of Mipi Atzmai? So the Gemara is going to tell us, we're going to learn it from Techta Techta. The Pasuk begins, V'nefesh ki Sechta. And then later on, we're going to have the Gabe Shavuos HaPikadoin. Where does it say Shavuos HaPikadoin? No, it's also in Parshas Vayikra. Just continuing on. Yeah, in the same Perek, Perek Hei. Pasik Chof, just go on another 19. Psukah v'Rabbi Shemoy Shleimer, Nefesh Kisechta, Umor Lamal Bashem, V'chichesh Bamisei, V'pikodin, V'sum Esyad, Oy V'gozel, Oy Oshek Esamisei, etc. On any one of these. Oy Motza Aveda, V'nishba Al Shaker, He made a Shvua Sheker, V'hoye Kiyechta, The Oshem Heshem Esegzil Hashem Gozel, etc., etc. And he has to go and bring a carbon. What carbon he has to bring? He brings a carbon asham, and that's known as asham gizelas. Okay, so now the pasuk is talking about First of all, Sechta. So we have the Gzeira Shava, Sechta, Sechta. And the Pasuk also says, Mikola Sheyishava Olav LaSheker. Anything that he may have, if you look in Pasuk, in Chav Dalet. Oy Mikola Sheyishava Olav LaSheker. Now those words are already, they're all superfluous, because we already said in Pasuk Chav Beis, V'nishba Al Shoker, Al Achas Mikola Sheyasa Odom Lachta Behena. He already made a Shvua Sheker in Pasuk Chav Beis. Why do we have to repeat it again in Pasuk Chav Dalet Mikola Sheyishava Olav LaSheker? To tell you, wherever he made the Sheker, whether it was Bifnei Bezin, Shaloi Bifnei Bezin, it makes no difference. Mikoil, wherever, Ashishov Alasheker, he is Machuyev on, and afterwards, he's Moidim Misvada, he's going to have to go and bring his carbon Asher. Okay, so what do I see from this? I see from this, we're not just talking about that someone's being Mashbia him, because Ashishov Alav, he's being Nishba on his own. And it doesn't say that it's the Mokon Yagid, like it said by the Shavuos or Eidus, Mlo Yagid, anywhere, whether it's in Rishus Rabim, Rishus Yochid, in his private dining room, if he's in front of the Bezin, anywhere that he makes a Yishev Olav L'Sheker, what's the din? Whether it's B'Fnei Bezin, Shaloi B'Fnei Bezin, Mi Pi At Samoi, we're not talking about Mishvu Pi Acherim, what's the din? He's going to have to bring his card. So now I'm learning Techta Techta, our case of Shavuos Eidus from Shavuos Ha'api Kodoyim, that just like Shavuos Ha'api Kodoyim, it doesn't have to be Davka Mushba mi pi acherim. Remember, by uns in Shavuos Eidus, it's talking about mushba pi acherim b'shama kol Allah, and it's talking about in bezinim lo yagid. But now I'm trying to learn up mi pi atzmoi from the case of Shavuos Hapikotoy, where you've got the Shavuos Gzeilus, whatever. What's the din? They were not talking about mi pi acherim. We're talking about mi pi atzmoi, and mi pi atzmoi is talking about anywhere. So therefore, I'm learning techta techta from the Mipi Atzmoy, from Shavuos Hapikodim to Shavuos Eidus, and not only Mipi Acherim Yerchayv, but if you make a Shavuos Mipi Atzmoy, you're also Chayv. The question is, that Techta Techta Gzeira Shav is perfect. And we have now brought in, we've imported from Shavuos Hapikodim the din of Mipi Atzmoy. The question is, are we also bringing along the full package deal, meaning Mina Umina? Not only am I learning up Mipi Atzmoy, but I'm also learning Mipi Atzmoy Bein Bifnei Bezin, Bein Shaloi Bifnei Bezin. Or do I say, no thanks, I only need the minimum. What's the minimum? I only want to go and include by uns in the Shavuos Eidus the din of Mipi Atzmoy. I don't need to go and learn where the Mipi Atzmoy is. That I know already. How do I know it already? By Shavuos Eidus it says, Lo Yagid V'Nosa Avoinoi. And so therefore it's got to be Memokim Hagoda. Where's Memokim Hagoda? In Bezdin. So this is a machloikis that you have throughout Shas, that when you're importing based on a Gzeira Shava, a halacha that you need to know, do you import just that halacha on its own, or the whole package deal, that you go and take the Gzeira Shava and that din together with all its baggage. Aha. So that's the machloikis over here now in our Gemara. Zok Dimar, B'doy Mino Umina, B'doy Mino V'Uki B'Asr Kabifiki, Rameir Sofar, B'doy Mino Umina, Mipi Kodin, I'm learning the din of Mipi Atzmai from Bikodin. Ma Bikodin Mujma Pi Atzmai Chayiv, Af Eidis Mujma Pi Atzmai is Chayiv. That's halacha number one. But now Mino Umina, Ma Bikodin Bein Bebezdin Bein Shaloi Bebezdin, because by Shavuos HaBikodin doesn't have to talk about Bebezdin. The person is screaming in the middle of the street, give me back my watch, give me back my costs, give me back $100. And he goes and says, it's not true, I don't owe you Nishka watch and Nishka costs and Nishka $100, I don't owe you a penny, and I make a shvua mipi atzmoy. The Pasuk says, I need one of these, if afterwards you moidim his father, you're chayiv, you bring your carbon asher. Oh, so let's learn from the din of Pikodin to us as well, that Mipi Atzmoy is not Davka B'mokim Yagid, Emlo Yagid V'nos Avoynoi, but anywhere. Ah, so Av Eidus, Bein Bebezin, Bein Shaloi Bebezin, Yerchayv. And that's why, the reason why Rameir said in our Mishnah, that Mipi Atzmoy is Bein Bifnei Bezin, V'Shaloi Bifnei Bezin. Or Mipi Acherim, but if you talk about Pi Acherim, we don't learn from Shavuos HaBikod. Mipi Acherim is a din in Shavuos Eidus because it's a b'shama koil Allah. He heard somebody else being mashbiah him. And the Pasuk says, im lo yagid, if it's a mokam bezin, where you can make a hagada, then asa avoynai. Ah, so the Meir says, The din of mipi acherim, that's befeirish. That I don't need to learn from anywhere else. And that's only in Bezdin. The din of mipi atzmoi, which I am importing from the halacha of Shavuos HaPikadon, I import it with its baggage that it's talking about both b'fnei Bezdin and shloi b'fnei Bezdin. But now we come to Rabban. Rabban and Sabri, doi minav uki ba'asra. I learned the minimum. Not because of mushba b'pi atzmoi chayiv, af eidim mushba b'pi atzmoi is chayiv. 100%. Now you're saying I should learn from Shavuos HaPikadon that it's both b'fnei Bezdin and shloi b'fnei Bezdin? No. V'uki ba'asra. I don't need any more. Shavuos HaPikadon shkoyach. I thank you for the gzeir shav, techta techta. I thank you for telling us b'pi atzmoi, but I don't need any more than that. Because rather I'm going to say ma'pikadon mushba b'pi atzmoi is chayiv. Avedus mushba b'pi atzmoi is chayiv. Just like b'pi atzmoi is chayiv. V'uki ba'asra. Continuing on. Just like when we're talking about which is the case of Shavuos Eidus for Shema Kol Ola, it's after be bebezin im lo yagiv and us avoyne and mokem hakodav af mushba piyazim bezin in shloi bebezin loy, and that's why the Chum say in our Mishnah mayim piyazim mayim piyachirim in chayoven atchiich bebehen bebezin, it has to be dafke bebezin. Then the piachirim bebezin that says the fetish from the pasuk b'shem akol ola im lo yagid mokam hagada. But the piatzvoi then I'm importing from Shavuos HaPikadon maskim. But all I need from Shavuos HaPikadon is to tell you that the din applies not only a shvuah piachirim but a shvuah mipiatzvoi, and that I know already. Fine, shkoyach, we're done. Shavuos HaPikadon, you can go home. Where is the mipiatzvoi going to be? It's got to be bebezin, just like the shvuah. The Mipiachim has got to be in Bezdin, the Piatri also has got to be the Piachim. It's got to be the best. Fine, so the Chayda, it's a beautiful way of learning Pshat in our Mishnah. However, Om Rapapa, Rapapa, Om Lahu Rapapa, we're on to the top of the Amid Beis. Rapapa says, that's a nice limud that you did, but you have no concrete raya that that's the Pshat. Because it could be that imi pikodin gamri lo rabbanan, t'kuli amalei pligi d'doi mina u'mina. It could be that the rabbanan, if they would agree that we're learning the din of mipi atzmai from shvuas hapikodin based on this gzeira shava of techta techta, then could be even the rabbanan would agree d'doi mina u'mina, that I go and import the whole package deal. And just like mipi atzmai b'shvuas hapikodin is bein b'fnei bezin mishloi b'fnei bezin, the same thing would be here too. The Rabbanan would agree totally to Rabbanan, to Rameh. El ha'ayna tam the Rabbanan, so why do the Rabbanan disagree? Because they say we do not learn it from Shavuos HaPikadon, but rather I learn it based on a kal v'chaymer, the ma'isla b'kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? In other words, forget about Shavuos HaPikadon, we're only learning it from Shavuos HaEdus. By Shavuos HaEdus, it talks about mipi achein v'sham ha'koil olam. Says the Torah, you didn't make a shvu yourself. You just listen to somebody else being mashbia you. And then you say, yes or no, the gabe edus. In other words, the person was mashbia him. You know edus. And the person says, I do not know edus. I mashbia you that you don't know edus. I don't know edus. He didn't use the word shvur. He was just mushma bepi achirim. Zokta pasik, imloyagi venosa vayna. He's going to have to bring his carbon oil of yard. After all, he didn't make the shvur. He was just piggybacking on the other guy's shvua. And if he says, I make a shvua that I don't know any edus, wouldn't we all say, he didn't use the word shvua, he just said, ditto, he just, etc., on what the person was mashbia him. Here he says, he's going to be chayv. Since I'm learning kal v'chaymer, as we know, every kal v'chaymer, you have the dayoy. Where do we learn dayoy from? Brother Barry, where do we learn?
Miriam.
From Miriam, because it said in the pasuk, really, you should be put away for 2 weeks, and she was only put away for 1 week. Yeah. Anyway, so dayoy dominios kenidon, ma mujbu piachem shkoyacheski. Ma mujbu piachem bebezdin in shaloy bebezdin loy, just like mujbu piachem, it's got to be bebezdin, because it says, im lo yagid. I cannot learn in the Kal V'Chomer something more than the original Kal. Right? I can't go and say, oh, since we know Mipi Acherim Yechayiv, and near Yechayiv in Bezdin, so certainly Mipi Atzmi Yechayiv even outside of Bezdin. No, you learn Kal V'Chomer. Can't be more than the origins, and the origins only, Bifnei Bez. Ah, so l'chayra, Rapapa good gizot, it could be everybody holds, don't mino mino, and over here the Rabbanu have another drasha, not techta techta, but based on the kavachayim. Omele Rabbanu Rapapa, so Rabbanu said back to Rapapa, mi motzis amas alav, don't mino mino, pligi. Is it possible to go and say that we're not learning it from doin mino mino? We're not learning it from techta techta. Vatanan, we have a mishnah in another few days, a mishnah on the gabe the shvus hapikodin that we just spoke about. Vushtet on the mishnah. Vatanan, gabe pikodin shvus hapikodin noyheges ban noshim uben noshim uberchayke bekroivim bikshayim ubepsulim. All of that's a double pasuk because we're not talking about edus. So across the board, we have the same lashon and mishnah by the shvuos bitoy, anoshim, noshim, rechoyken, kroyven, kshayim, psulim, etc., etc. Okay, so now let's get down to business. Bifnei bez v'shloi bifnei bez mipi atzmoi. Oh, just like we had in our mishnah. Mipi achirim anechayiv at sheyich v'boy bebez and divrei Remei. Remei is mamish word for word in this part, like we had in our mishnah. Chamoimrim. Bein mit piyatzmoy, bein mit piyachedim, kimin shekofer boy chayiv. Once he's koifer, and he says, no, what you said is wrong, and he makes a shavua, say if it's mit piyatzmoy, say mit piyachedim is chayiv. Now, mush mit piyachedim, mit piyachedim. Okay, so that's the end of the Mishnah for our purposes. So now the Gemara is medayik. Let's go to the Chacham. Mush mit piyachedim, mit piyachedim, in all the rabbanon de chayiv. Let me ask you, how do you know by Pikodin Mujma Bapiachin? After all, Bapikodin doesn't say Vishama Koil Allah. We have the Shama Koil Allah by uns in the case of the Shwasa Aidis. The Shwasa Pikodin only talks about Mikola Shi Shava Allah Vashekar. He's making a Shwa on his own, not that he's listening to somebody else. It's a Mipiatsmai case. So how do you know Mujma Bapiachin Bapikodin Minol Rabban? How do you know the Chayiv? Lav the Gamri Lami Aidis. It must be that they're learning it from Eidus. In other words, as we have a famous rule, Ein Gzeira Shavu Lemechtza, once you're learning from Techta Techta, the din of Mipi Atzmoy, from Shavuos HaPikodin to Shavuos HaEidus, now we're going to do a return. It's going to be a mutual. What do they say, Shlomo and Eretz Yisrael? Du Tzadi. This is not just one way, it's two ways. What's the two ways? I'm now learning Techta Techta to import or to export from Shavuos HaEidus to Shavuos HaPikodin the din of Mipi Acherim. And where does that Mipi Acherim have to be? It's got to be in Bezdin. Oh, B'chamoimim, maybe Piatim, maybe Mipi Acherim, Shekofa Boichayim. Dr. Mor, Ushma Mino, B'doin Mino, Umino, Pligi. So I see from that Mishnah that the Rabbanon, in the case of Shavuos HaPikodin, do learn the Techta Techta from our case of Shavuos HaEidus, and just like with Shavuos HaEidus, when we're talking about Mipi Acherim, it's Dafke be Dafke in Bezin, they say the same thing, those are Rabbanon as well. So that being the case, how did the Rabbanon come up with it? The Rabbanon could have said that I import the Mipi Acherim from our case of Shavuos HaEidus, but it can only be Bezin. Yet, they would say that it could be both inside of Bezin and outside of Bezin. Why is that? Because by Shavuos HaPikodin it can be both by inside and outside of Bezin. And if they hold Doi Mino V'uki Ba'asra, so then that's what they should learn. So bottom line, what the Gemara is saying is, Shema Mino, B'Doi Mino, U'Mino, B'Lihi, that I see from that Mishnah, B'Gabi Shavuos HaPikodin, that the Machloikis is not whether I learn from Techta Techta, and then I have a Machloikis, whether it's Mino, U'Mino, or Doi Mino, V'uki Ba'asra, but rather, and how did I learn until now, according to Rapapa, that I only know the din of Shavuos HaEidus, that it's Mipi Atzmoy based on a Kal V'Chomer, but otherwise, says Rapapa, everybody learns Doi Mino Umino. I see from the case of Shavuos HaPikodin that that's not the case, that the Rabbanon are learning Doi Mino Voki Ba'asra. Zokti Mora, Ushma Mino, B'Doi Mino Umino, Pligi. Says Rapapa, from that Mishnah in Shavuos HaPikodin, you're 100% right. You have a good raya over there. But you don't have a raya from that earlier discussion that we had from the other case. Why? Because, in other words, initially from our Mishnah, we wanted to say that the Machloikis is Basra. So Rapapa says you have no raya from our Mishnah. Tak, from our Mishnah, you have no raya. You could have said that the reason for the Rabban is based on a Kal V'Chomer. But in Shavuos HaPikodin, you had a Mishnah, 100% right, that that's the machlokes, whether mino mino uk de asra. So therefore he's saying shma mino bedoy mino mino pligi amayhi in. From that case over there says Rav Papa, I agree. But from our case, you don't have a raya, because from our Mishnah and from our discussion, it could have been that the machlokes is not domino mino domino asra, but rather everybody agrees domino mino. But the machlokes is what you learn tachta tachta, or you learn from the kal v'chomer.
Can you just repeat the kal v'chomer one more time? I'm not sure about
this. Sure. The kal v'chomer says, I don't have to look at shvus abikotin. I'm going to learn shvus ho'edis. By shvus ho'edis, it says v'shama koil olam. That our Gemara interprets to mean mipi achir, that the person who makes a shvur listens to someone else being mashbia him. And what does it say? Im lo yagid, if he doesn't testify, in other words, he makes a shvur that I'm not going to, and that I don't know any edis, v'nos avoinai, then he has to bring his karma. So now, this pasuk is talking about shvur edis, only a case of mujmah pi achir. And it's only talking in bezin im lo yagid, because in bezin is where you have the makam hagot. What about mipi atzmai? So until now, at the beginning, we were learning it from shvuas hapikadon. Says him, no, you have to learn it from shvuas hapikadon. Learn it from shvuas ha'edis itself. Madach, a person who didn't say, I make a solemn shvuah, but all he does is, he nods his head when someone is mashbiah him. Someone else says, bepem mole. Who's that someone else? One of the parties says, you of course know edis for me. Don't deny it. You were there, I remember, and therefore I am mashbia you, that you know Edis. Make a shvur that you don't know Edis. And he says, I don't know Edis. He didn't use the word shvur. He just listened, I don't know Edis. That's called mujba mepi achir. What is the din? Im lo yagim nosavoyim. Zokta the Rabbanan. Madak, when the person didn't make a shvur himself, he just said, I'm repeating after you, I don't know Edis, but he didn't use the Lashon Shvur. Nevertheless, afterwards he confesses that he said a lie. He has to bring his Shvur of Oyla V'yoyred. It's Al-Achiz, Kama V'Kama. If the person himself says, B'Pem Molei, I make a Shvur that I don't know Edis, and after that he's Moidim Mitzvada, then Avada, you would have to go and bring his cart. So that's the Kal V'Chaymer. Brother Shai, is that good?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, now we add to that Kal V'Chomer the din of Daya. And the Daya is that what I'm learning from the origin cannot be broader than the origin itself. In other words, you don't say, Yofa Koyecha Ben Mi Koyecha Av. Since the whole limit is from the din of Mepi Acherim. And Mepi Acherim can only be Bebezin. Is a Mepi Atzma, it can also only be Bebezin. It can't be more than that, since I'm learning it from a Kal V'Chomer. So the Papa says, on our Mishnah and on our Halacha, we could learn it. But that Mishnah, we cannot learn it that way. So I have to admit to you that that machloik is there, has to be dependent on the domino mino, or the domino of the oki bias. It says in our Mishnah, when are you chayiv on the shvuas ho'edus? So we've already said this numerous times since the beginning of the Masechta, that there are three cases where the Torah gives you this din of the shvuas the din of carbon oil of the yardage. What's the first one, the one that we're learning now, the shvuas edus? What's the second one, tumas mikdash kadoshav? And the third one is shvuas bitui. Correct. So both by tumas mikdash kadoshav and by shvuas bitui, the Torah uses the expression manela, 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 that the person forgot. Here, however, by the shvuas edus, it doesn't use the term manela. That's why our Mishnah says, yechayoven al zdoin hashvuah. How do I know the Tanah? Rabbanan b'kulin nema, b'kulin means the other two. Tumas v'kishashav and shvuas bitoy. It says nema and benelam, v'kamali nema benelam, l'chayiv al amez v'kishayim. Fine. Next case. V'al shigigos im zodoin ho'edus. What does that mean, shigigos im zodoin ho'edus?
So this is one of the times you're chayiv by amez. So that and the other case, which was Mila. Where's another case where we have Rechayim, even
we have a few cases like that. Let's go back and look up the case where you're Chayiv, even if it's amazed. Okay, for this I need. Bear with me, my gentlemen, be right with you. Okay, we had a Rashi that listed three ashamois and one carbon chatzos, which are even bemezid. Normally you wouldn't have a mezid, but you have as you know, we always have exceptions to the rule. So Rashi brought three Ashamois and one Chatas. What were the three Ashamois? The first one was Asham Shivcha Charufa. The second one was Asham Gnevois. And the third one was Asham Nozir. All of those, even if it's bemezid. What was the case of the Chatas, where we said it's bemezid? What's up there? Our Chatas over here. Very good. Our Chatas over here. Very good. Let's see. Where's that Rashi? Shira, Yomus, Yomov. Shem Chapel. Oh. If you look, please, on Daf Yud Gimel Omer Aleph. Daf Yud Gimel Omer Aleph. You have the Rashi. The Rashi's, those that you have the, unless you have the art scroll of paperback, any regular art scroll, you have the whole Masechta and Masechta Shavuos.
Yeah, we have it.
Okay, so if you look at the Rashi on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, go up from the bottom of the Amud, roughly 15 lines. Or if that's too hard to count, from the beginning. Shem Mechapel Meiz Kishoy. Yeah, do you have that? Brother Shah, you have that?
Yeah.
Roiv chatois vashomis ein mechaper al meizid kishoygig. Roiv ein mechaper. Ella, asham shifa charufa, asham nozir tomei, vasham shvuas api kodoyim, vasham shvuas mikodim. Good. So those three. Vachatos de shvuas eidus. Oh, that's our chatos shvuas eidus. So the three are those ashamis, the shifa charufa, shvuas api kodoyim, that's the asham gzeilois, and the asham nozir tomei, and then the chatos shvuas eidus. Okay? But bederach klal, it's always on a shogig, but Shavuos Eidus is back on a mezid, like we just said. It's good, everybody's happy, and we move on. Even if he was Matami.
He's an Asham Tomei, and if he's another Tomei, he can be shown as a Zeris, so he could avoid a Korban. So he's persisting in being a Nazir, even though he became Tomei, he's bringing an Asham, he's a mezid.
Okay. Rabbi Sai, the discussion with Nozir Tomei is fascinating, but it's really not negiyah to our sugya. It was just we were just responding to Brother Shai, and I wanted to go and show off that I remembered this Rashi from Daf Yud Gimel, but it's not negiyah to us. So let's continue on, and the Gemara Zikyetz Baitim. Now this sounds on the surface like a contradiction. How could it be both a shoygig and a zodn at the same time? You'll recall we had this a bunch of blad ago, I think it was Chavova Medbeis, we had Munvaz, and the Gemara said it's not only Munvaz, Munvaz is only by regular Korban Chatos. However, the Chachomim agree in our case of the Korban Oil of the Earth. Now what was the Munvaz, what was the Chachom, what are we talking about? The person knows fully well that you're not allowed to make a false shvua, for instance, the Gabi Eitus. Same thing applies to Bitri as well, but we're not in the Sugi of Shvua's Bitri. He knows fully well that if he makes a shvua now, that he doesn't know Eitus, when he does know Eitus, he knows that he's being over an Isser. What's the Isser in the Torah? Im lo yagid v'nos avoynoi. He has an Aveira for going and making such a false shvua and not testifying on behalf of someone else. So that's a terrible chait, and he knows it. I'm doing it amazing. And then somebody asks him, later on, afterwards, Moide Misvada, he says, did you know, by the way, that as a result of what you did, you have to bring a carbon oil of the yard? What? Carbon oil of the yard? I thought I was going to go and get Malkus. I thought I was going to be excommunicated. I thought I'd have to pay a penalty of $1 million. I didn't know anything about a carbon. A carbon? Oh, zok zok tiyimara ba'im yedei ani sheshvu zu asura ve'in yedei mechayev le'a korban oi loy. That's what it says in the Mishnah, that too is mechayev you a korban oil of the yard. I might have thought, he's a chashoykik, he didn't know about the korban. But since the edus was b'meizid, you're chayev the korban oil of the yard, because that's the din of shvuas, the edus b'meizid, you have to bring a korban oil of the yard. Finally, ben chayev al-shingos the greatest, but if it was a total shoykik, when he made the shvua, for instance, when the person said to me, uncle, you know that I lent $1,000 to Beryl, and therefore I want you to say Eidus. I don't know what you're talking about. Don't you remember Monday morning after the daf, we were learning, and then after that, he begged me for a loan and I gave him the loan, you were there. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no memory that whatsoever. I make a shvur that I don't know anything about this Eidus Gur Nishmet Kodesh. And then what happened? And then a day later, or a week later, or a month later, he says, you know what? He's right. I do remember it after all. Yes, yes, yes. Oy, what a big, terrible mistake I made. I'm so sorry. But I really, at that time, you know, I was totally spaced out. I had temporary insanity. I could have been president for 4 years. But the masa, bottom line is that I forgot it, and now I remember. So what's the deal? And Chayov Shigot, I'm sorry?
Okay. I'm thinking your political...
Okay, so that was a side point. Ben Chayov Shigot's a great son. This is the very case that we had a few days ago with Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi. What was Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi? Remember the Gemara said, it says in the Pasuk, Ha'odam b'shvua. What do I learn from Ha'odam b'shvua? That the person, when he made the shvua, he had to have all of his mental faculties and capacity. He knew exactly what he was doing. However, if he didn't, the Gemara says he's considered to be an onus, and he would not have to go and bring a carbon. So Zokti Mora, L'choyre, that's our case of it. I'm sorry?
I mean, that's not the Nelam. He made a Shvua, and then he forgets. That's where he brings Kor Mo'avia. This is where...
You're silent. Brother Shai, speak up, please.
Was a... Pardon? On a Shvua, maybe you can just review that, but that was where... He makes one shvua, and then he doesn't remember that he previously made a shvua, which was contingent on that. So there, he didn't have full faculties of awareness. But normally, if you make a shvua, and then of course you forget, that's called over yorei.
Oh, very good, very good. What you are referring to is the Gemara, by the way, is on top of Chav Vav Amid Beis, the top few lines. What you're referring to is your normal carbon. Oil of yored for shvu is bitui of li osid. What was li osid? The person says. Exactly. There, that's the case where after he made the shvu, he had a helim, he forgot about the shvu, and he violated the shvu by mistake, and only realized later on his terrible bubu. But that's not an onus. What was the case of the onus? Says the one on the top of Chav Vav Amid Beis, he made a shvu as bitui li she'avar, where he said, Rabbeisai, Lo yachalti, I didn't eat anything. I'm starving. I didn't eat anything the whole day.
We glitched out.
Also, going to try to glitch back in. The person makes a shmuas bita lisha ovar. What's lisha ovar? Not oicha v'lo yachal. Ochalti v'lo yachalti. So he makes a shmua in, it's a lunchtime. Come, please, eat something. And the person says, I'm famished. I haven't eaten the whole day, and he make a shvur that he didn't eat the whole day, and he was convinced that he didn't eat.
Again, glitching.
Okay, should we start from the beginning of the daf, or we only have to start at this last part here?
No, just go back to the last.
We're not up to Rav Kahana Rav Asi yet.
Maybe he wasn't famished. Maybe he was
finished. Now we're talking about Shabbat.
Ay, Shelly. Dap, top of Dap, Chof, Vov, Omid, Beis. Top line. It says, Ezu, Shigas, Shvuas, Bitu, Lisha, Ovar. How do you have the case of a Shigas, Shvua, Bitu, Lisha, Ovar? What is the case? Says the Gemara, the person made a Shvua that I did not eat today. I am famished or famished. I am very hungry. I did not eat today. I make a shvua loy ochalti. He is convinced that he did not eat that day. And then afterwards, he realizes, oy vai vai, I did eat after all. So therefore, when he made the shvua, he was an odom b'shvua. He was not an odom b'shvua. He was an onus. He thought what he was saying was true, but it turned out that it was not true. Not that he's a bad guy, but at the time he made the shvua, he was absolutely certain that he didn't eat anything. After that, someone reminds him, don't you remember Mr. Friedlander had yotzat that morning, and he gave such a wonderful tikkun, and you even took a couple of drinks, and you ate a couple of pieces of cake. It was one. You know, now that you remind me, I remember not only was it a beautiful tikkun, but he davened so eloquently. It was beautiful, both the davening and the tikkun. Now you remind me. So therefore, Bishas Mas, he was totally an honest. He had forgotten, totally. He went home, he didn't eat any breakfast, he didn't drink any coffee the whole day. But he forgot that he ate at the tikkun. So that's what we call that he was honest. And therefore, you're potter from that shvua. It's Odom Bishwa. So said to the Gemara, Zoi Bazoi, how are you ever going to go and find a case of a chalti v'lo yachalti that there is a hell? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you. It's talking about that he made a shvua and he knew that he was lying. He said lo yachalti and he knew that he ate from the tikkun. He remembered the exact brand of the juice or the liquor that was given. And he remembered the exact type of cookies or cake that was given. He remembered every single thing. The only thing he did not know was that if he makes this full shvua, he's going to have to bring a carbon oil of the yorit. That's what you have here on top of Chavov and Midbeis, on the third, fourth line. Ba'oimer, yoidea ani sheshvua zu asura, ve'eni yoidea b'chayoban le'a carbon oilav. I just don't know whether you have to bring a carbon or not. Kiman kimunviz, te'amashigis carbon shma shigaga. Right, so this is the munvish shigis carbon. So getting back to our Gemara over here, that was the previous. Al shigasim zodna edis heichadam shigasim zodna edis. I'm Rabbi Yonah Rav. Ba'im yadeni shishvu zu asura. I know the shvu is asura. I know that what I'm saying is wrong. Avaini yadeim chayav on the carbon. I didn't know that you have to bring a carbon on that. So it's just like we had the munvis before, and the Gemara said it's not only munvis; it's even the rabbanon, because munvis is their machloikis is only the gabi a chatzis kavua, but not a chatzis oil of yored. So the same thing is also chatzis oil of yored, and we're saying that you are chayiv even though he had a shoyig the gabi the carbon. Okay. Vein chayav no shigasa greidisa. What happens if it was a total shoyig? Leima tanina l'rav kahana udravasi. Was the master of Rav Kahana Ravasi? Rav Kahana Ravasi both had heard a shiur of Rav. And after the shiur was over, Rav Kahana swore that Rav said X, and Rav Asi said, I swear that he said Y. Then after that they asked Rav, and Rav said that Rav Kahana is right, or Rav Asi is right, one of them is right, the other one is wrong. So the other one said, Ivai, do I have to go and bring a carbon? And he said, no. Why? Because of the famous rule of Odom Bishvua, you gotta know what's going on. Says Zokti Gemara, so if that's the case, Leimetinil Rav Kahana Rav Asi. Why was the Gemara there questioning, would I have to bring, wouldn't I have to bring a carbon? Bring a Befeir Shirai from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Vein Chayom Shigas the greatest. If the whole thing is a Shoyik, he was an Onus Mitchilasa. At the time that he made the Shavua about the Shavua Zaedis, we're not talking about that he forgot carbon, your carbon, this carbon, that was the previous case. Here we're talking about that he was a total Shoyik. When we asked him, do you know Edis on Sunday morning, Monday morning, about a loan that took place? And he swore, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And then after that, it turned out that he did know. So he was a total onus. We see from our Mishnah that you're potter in Chayovit. Zokti Mor say the same thing with Rav Kahana Rav Asi. They could have brought a rai from our Mishnah. Everything more like, Avagav that not, even though it has that in our Mishnah, it's true. So could I take my hachar like Sivinella, the bean and show you, do me the mazid. After all, there's a fundamental difference between a shvuah's bitui and a shvuah's ha'edus. What's the difference between shvuah's bitui and shvuah's ha'edus? Shvuah's bitui yechayiv on a shoygin. Shvuah's ha'edus yechayiv on a mezid. So what happened over there? There they were onus. Rav Kahana, Rav Asi were onus. They thought that what they heard was correct, and that's why they made a shvuah. But one of them made a terrible boo-boo. It was an onus. Ah, so I might have thought only in our case, where the Torah says that you're chayiv on Shavuos Eidus if there was a mezid. He's not a mezid, he's an onus. That's why he's potter. That's why it says in the Mishnah that in Chayim Chayom Shigos the greatest. But in the case of Shavuos Bitu, where the basis of Shavuos Bitu is based on Vinelam, he made a mistake, he didn't know. So honestly, he also made a mistake. It's a bigger mistake, it's a smaller mistake, but it's a mistake, it's a shoygig. So I would think that maybe Rav Kahana or Rav Asi would have to go and bring a carbon. That's why you cannot bring a raya from our Mishnah. Avagav, repeating the words again. Avagav did not itzrich. Even though in our Mishnah it says that you're part from a carbon. It's got to be mazin. That's when you're chayv. an onus, you're not a mezid. You're far away from a mezid. Aval hosam dechsev en elam, afil shigas koldum, even if the shoyig was a clenching a shoyig, meaning even if it was a total onus, I would think maybe it's still chayiv, kamash malam, that even in that case, you're potter from bringing a shvuas korban oyle the tayyib. Okay, we could stop here, but I know everybody would like to finish off the daf, so we're going to learn quickly the Mishnah. Shavuos Eidus Ketzad. What's the Shavuos Eidus that we're talking about in our Mishnah and in the Pasuk? Om Lishnai, Boi Veiduni, Shavuos Ein Oni Oid L'cha Eidus. I'm sorry, stop. Om Lishnai, Boi Veiduni. One of the parties says to two Eidim, Kum Terayin, come into peasant, be made for me. And they make a Shavuos Ein Oni Oid L'cha Eidus. They make a shvua mipi atzmon, ein onu, we do not know edus, period. Oi, sh'omru loy, or they said, ein onu yoydun l'cha edus, and mashbi'an yaleichem yomru amen. Hare'ilu chayovim. Remember, this case of omru amen has the same din like a shvua's atzmon. So in the first case, when they made a shvua sh'ein onu l'cha edus, shvua's atzmon, or sh'omru loy, ein onu l'cha edus, mashbi'an yaleichem yomru amen, also like a mipiatzoi, because he's saying, Amen, Hare'elu Chayovin, here you are Chayov. Next, Hishbiya Leim Chamish B'Amen, Chutz LeBethim, when I'm outside Bezin, and he's Mashbiya them five times, make a Shvua, and then make one Shvua, and a second Shvua, and a third Shvua, five times. Hishbiya Leim, Ubo LeBezin, they come to Bezin, V'hoidu, they are Peturim. Now why are they Peturim? So Rashi explains, because the koifa that we're talking about has to be all in Bezin. Here, the shvua that they made was chutz lebezin. And now they come into Bezin v'hoidu, and now they admit that they do know the edus after all. So even though they were koifa outside of Bezin, they're potter from making a shvuas, a potter from bringing a korban oil of a yarek. Now you're thinking to yourself, is this Rameir speaking? Is this Rabbanan speaking? Are these both? Says Rashi, Kin Mefarish Vi Gemara, and Miyat Hashem, we'll learn it more in the Gemara tomorrow, what the circumstances are, why is he potter from having to bring even one carbon. However, if they come into Bezin and Kafru, not Hoidu, but Kafru, outside of Bezin, Hishbi Aleim Chamish Pa'amim, and now they come to Bezin Kafru and they say no. In other words, we do not know any Eidus. What's the din? Chayovin al Kalachas Vayachas, now they are Chayv. Five, since he was Mashvi Aleim Chamish Pa'amim, and they come into Bezin, they're Koifin now with Nei Bezin, oh, five times, they're going to have to bring a carbon oil of the earth. Now, what happens if Shvi Aleim Hei Pa'amim Bifnei Bezin? The Kofru, what happens if the Shvua was Bifnei Bezin, five times, and they were Koifer one time on all the five times, in Chiyovin Ala Achas. That sounds strange. When he's mashbiya chamish pa'amim chutz lebezin, and they come into bezin kafru, you only chayv once. I'm sorry, chayv akolachas viachas. But he's chayv akolachas viachas. But he's mashbiya and the kafru bebezin, you only chayv once. What's pshat? Omer b'shimin ma'atam. I'll tell you the reason. Hoyul ve'eni mechoyul lachzer ula hoydoyz. Because after they koy for the first time, they can no longer go and say edus in the bezin after that. What does he mean? So Rashi said. What's up there? Exactly. Those words that you are saying are word from the Rashi. Since they said the first time, we do not edus, we do not know edus, so that's their higid. They already said, we don't know. So when they repeat it a second time, a third time, a fourth time, it's dvarim betalim umuvutalim. Because they could not change the story and say, yes, we do know. Why? So therefore, all the repetition, nochmo kvira 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 shvur, it's almost like in shvur chalal shvur, because they've already said that they don't know. Their right to say edus ends. Goodbye, gentlemen. Whatever they say kvira after that is just nonsense. Weiter. Kofru shneim ki echad. Oh, now we're talking about the two edim together. The two are koifer at the same time. Shneim chayofim. In other words, the Balabus comes to him and they said to the two Edom, Edom, come into Bezin and say Edus. And they make a Shvua, we don't know Edus for you. They said it at the same time. Same time doesn't have to be Mamish the same time, it means Betoich Kedei Dibur. Shneim Chayom, and they both afterwards, when they're Moidim Esvada, they have to go and bring each one a carbon oil of a yard. However, first you go off to Yankel. Yankel, you make a Shvua that you don't know Edus. Amen. I don't know any eggs. Then you go to Barrow. Barrow, go make a shvur that you don't know any eggs. Amen. In such a case, only the Rishon is chayv. Why is the Sheni Potter? Because the Sheni on his own, he can't be mechayv anything anyway. We're assuming that we're not talking about being mechayv a shvur, we're talking about mechayv mamayin or mechayv an isser or something else. Okay, so then, you can have an eid yichidi, liyokim eid echad be'ish, l'chol oven l'chol chatos, al pishnayim eid. Okay, that's very straightforward. So kofar echad oid echad, nochamu. So kofar shnim ki echad, shemichayam, zechazeh, Sheni pot. Kofar echad v'hoide echad. What happens? One of them was koifer and the other one was moide. In other words, the first one said, I don't know edis, and he made a shvur. The second one says, I know edis and I'm willing to say the edis. Then a koifer is chayv. That's dvarim pshutim. Mr. Mother Gemara will ask, why do we even need to say it? Could be the Gemara is going to answer that the reason, what the chiddush is, sol kadai techamina, since there's only one aid, he's only one aid. So as one aid, he hasn't ruined anything, because one aid can't do anything anyway. So then, therefore it's coming to tell you, nevertheless the koifer is chayv, because he could have been mitzara for the other aid, and that's why he ruined it for that party. Okay, finally, how you stay kitei edim? When do you have two separate kitei edim? In other words, four people altogether. Two and two. Kofar rishoyin of yachkach kofar ashniya. Shteyin chayavoyz. When they show edis yecholiz kayim b'shteyin. Unlike when you're talking about two edim alone, where you have to have both edim to go and a pishnayim edim to go and prove the case. However, to be mechayivim, if you have two separate pairs of edim, I could be mechayivim based on number one, and I could be based on number two. So each one, they're koifer on their own. So each one of them, each pair, is going to be chayiv. Each one of those pairs, meaning four altogether, are going to have to bring their carbon oil of yerdid because they damaged and harmed the party that wanted them to go and testify. Stop over here, Rabbi Isai. Mirchem, we're going to continue on Wednesday morning in person at Rabbi Font. In the meantime, you should all have a wonderful, beautiful Lechtig.